You're listening to the Batuta Advocates Weekly News Wrap on Desert Rock FM 96.5.
Welcome back to the Batuta Advocate Weekly News Bulletin. There's a lot going on in the world. You're joined by myself, Clancy Overall, editor of the Batuta Advocate, and of course, Errol Parker, editor at large. Good afternoon, Errol.
Good afternoon, Big C.
And of course, the young rooter, Wendell Hussey. How are you, mate?
Very well, Clancy. How are you going?
Yeah, not bad at all.
That's good to hear. And before we get into it, the bulletin this week is brought to you by the good people at Manscaped.
Seems to be a bit of a trend going around at the moment, doesn't it? This body sculpting. From some of the videos I've had to watch in my role as editor of a newspaper, seems like a few NRL players have really been pushing it. Of course, other footballers as well. Have you gotten around to it?
Yeah, mate. I took it out of the box last night and had a bit of poke around with it. I managed to tape the clipper part into some tongs and I did my back last night. Yeah, haven't used it on my DNA purse yet. I might need to work my way up to that one.
Wow, okay, there you go. What about you, Wendell?
Yeah, I've been doing it since I was a teenager, but I find Manscaped's lawnmower really eradicates those problematic red ingrowns that you can often get, suck back and crack.
Right, I think that'll probably do us. A bit of a savage garden man myself. I might be a bit too set in my ways. Good for you fellas, though. But if manscaping is your thing, head to manscaped.com. Chuck in the code BATUTA to get yourself 20% off and free shipping. That's manscaped.com. Now, what's in the news this week, Wendell?
Well, some national news, and Melbourne is still looking very European in terms of its numbers of coronavirus cases, and we wrote a big story about what Dan Andrews is doing to change that. The Premier announced this week that unsullied eunuchs have been hired to guard Melbourne's quarantine hotels from now on.
Look, he's not mucking around either, Dictator Dan. After the much publicised and since disproven Murdoch rumour of hotel quarantine bungles between horny guards and, of course, horny overseas travellers, Dictator Dan is calling in a horde of eunuchs from Westeros. If you aren't aware, they are valued mercenaries because they have been castrated and don't succumb to the urges of lust, rape and pillaging.
Indeed, moving along to another part of the world where things are also looking pretty grim, and New Zealand has shut down their 7 shops again, sending Tim's Milk Bar to the brink.
Poor Tim. With that fresh outbreak in New Zealand, their economy has ground to a halt, and their strip of shops has been boarded up for the next little while.
And of course, if you didn't hear, that's caused nearly half of their stock exchange to vanish into thin air with a whopping $45 hit, a bloodbath, as some economists have described it.
Yeah, well, maybe now they'll be able to tone down a bit of that Kiwi smugness for a little while there, Clancy. Particularly with their holy diet, he's not likely to be playing any Test matches for a little while.
Yeah, Stephen Walsh dropped a comment along those lines. He said New Zealand has just opened back up its VHS video shops, only so they can locate a copy and send you guys the footage the last time your country held the Bledisloe Cup.
Well, that's fucking rude.
Certainly is. In some other international news now, and we broke a story a little bit earlier this week from the Democratic People's Republic of North Korea. Oh, did you guys only just figure out a vaccine today? Kim Jong-un reportedly told Vladimir Putin.
Yes, the North Korean Supreme Leader, who is also a FIFA Ballon d'Or Player of the Year and Nobel Prize-winning scientist, was quick to point out this week that Russia isn't the first country to sign off on a vaccine.
No, because Kim cranked the thing out a couple of months ago, which is why there isn't a single case of COVID-19 in the Hermit Republic.
But we are hearing that the Russian vaccine that Putin has signed off on has a 100% success rate after trials in Siberia. The vaccine looks suspiciously like a 7.62mm round.
Sounds painless, though. And this week we saw the end of an era. The snack has been forced to rebrand after revelations they do not come from the snack region of France.
Sacre bleu, Wendell. Yes, a bit of sad news here. The shitty crackers and delicious cheese-styled goo, that is, Le Snack, is no more. They've been forced to change it after legal action initiated by some companies in the rural snack region of France.
You wonder what this means for the fruit and veggie industry now, because it likely rules out lemons and lettuce. Hopefully they remain free from the poisonous touch that is commercial lawyers and political correctness.
We'll wrap it up with some local news now, and a used car dealer has confirmed that every single car in stock was previously owned by little old ladies.
Yes, that's right. All of them looked after immaculately and have never been taken over 90 kilometres an hour. If you've got a 3,000-watt sound system in the Lancer, well, that's just because she had bad hearing.
And one of these salesmen, Gordon Farkas, the sales manager at Honest John's respectable car Trustorium down in our flight path district, said this to us. "Mate, all of these great cars are 100% guaranteed to have been owned by a little old lady. And you can take one home today. You know, a car, not an old lady."
Tell you what, that Gordon Farkas is going to get his fucking ass kicked one of these days, Wendell.
A sensational comment, though, and we had another one on that story from Ashley McElroy, who said 300,000 kilometres? Yeah, church was just a 2,000 kilometre round trip every Sunday.
It's a one-owner rider.
And on that note, we'll wrap it up for this week. Thanks for tuning in, as always. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you soon.
Hooray.
Bonsoir.